need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and on the app and the web directly at abq.fm. I'm Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk. The Real Estate Hour begins now with Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty. You can reach out to them directly at 448-8888. That's 448-8888, or visit them directly on the web at welcomehomeabq.com. I want them to be your realtors because they're my realtors. Tigo and Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Sorry, I just banged the desk there as I was coming in. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Good to see you, Eddie.
Good to see you.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. It's time to get out into the market and search some properties. I hear the voice of Tracy Venturi. Tracy.
Hey. Good morning, Eddie. So, you know, great time to look at houses. I'm sure a lot of your listeners were out looking at Parade of Homes. They have new ideas about houses and neighborhoods and all sorts of thoughts about that. So we'd be happy to talk to them and figure out how we can be of best service.
So Parade of Homes was the last two weekends, and I was at a meeting at the Home Builders Association yesterday just talking about the results of it, and there was a lot of people out looking at homes. Tracy, we represented one of the builders, and we had a lot of traffic through too, right?
We did. We saw a lot of you listeners, and it was really great getting to connect and find out what's important to you and what you're listening to.
So we got to tell the story about the gentleman that came in, and we were in there, and I was working on something on the computer, and you were just kind of standing there, and we were talking, Eddie, and he had been in the house for a while. He talked to one of our people that were there, and then he started chatting with us, and I don't remember what the conversation was. Oh, it had to do with the 3D tour, right? The Matterport 3D tour that we do on every house. And he said, yeah, you know, that's really cool that the Venturis do that. And Tracy's like, well, I'm Tracy Venturi, and this is Tigo Venturi. He says, oh my God, I listen to you guys every weekend. And I was like, and I said, and you listen to Eddie? He's like, yeah, I love Eddie.
Oh, that's nice.
It was, you know, it's nice that, like, wow, you know, we do this. We've been doing this, what, over 4 years now? And people
four and
are
a half years, yeah.
It was kind of a neat story.
That is a great story. And real quickly about that system, because it's important. We talk so much about merchandising, about making sure that the house is prepared, and you guys actually have a way of showcasing the merchandise right online so that people can see it virtually from the website at welcomehomeabq.com. What is that technology again?
It's called Matterport, M-A-T-T-E-R-P-O-R-T, and it is a 3D, three-dimensional photo scan of the home. And it's not your typical 360-degree photo, right, Tracy?
It's not. And it's interesting, Tigo, because I hear you talk about it all the time, and you say it's a dollhouse view. And I go, what does that mean to most people? Well, I think back to when you and our daughter actually put together a dollhouse where it's partly,
man,
yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, but it's like that. It creates that model so you can literally walk into that house and see it. So.
Yeah,
awesome.
I love that. Great story. What do we got this week? We got a lot to cover. Of course,
well,
it's springtime, beautiful time. Tigo.
Yeah, no, we've got some great houses that Tracy's going to talk about. We just got through our April, got some market stats.
Oh, good. Market stats.
I know.
I know all the listeners love that.
Oh, stop.
No, I love it.
No, we have some spectacular homes that have just come on the market, right, Tracy?
And we do, and we have one that just gave an option for owner financing, 907 Matthew Northwest. It's priced at $500,000. It's a huge, beautiful house, and they are open to owner financing. So if you're looking for a great property in the Valley, it's a great option. So really nice.
Yeah, Matthew, just really in the heart of the North Valley. It is a really nice house, big house, lots of space. What is it, 4,100 square feet? You know, for 5,000, it's a really good one. And that whole owner financing thing is a really good option for somebody that, you know, maybe has the income, but doesn't qualify for traditional bank financing, right?
Right. And that's pretty much what owner financing. Sometimes there's business reasons that you're in the middle of something and it's just not a good time to get a mortgage. So owner financing, you know, some sellers are in a position to be able to offer that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a great option. That one's at 907 Matthew. Okay, let's do it. We're going to talk some market stats. April in Albuquerque was super strong, as we've been talking about. We kind of knew that going in. But the couple takeaways was the pending sales were strong again. We had a year-over-year change of almost 16% increase in the number of homes that went pending in April this year versus last year, and really strong in that lower price point for the closed sales in particular. The pending sales were actually strong in that kind of 300 to 400 price range, Tracy, which we hadn't really seen in a long time.
Yeah, but we feel it. You know, our clients, when we are working with you to help you find your home, mm-hmm. we really feel it. We're competing and working with you to get your offer presented so that it can be the one that's accepted.
So let's talk about competitive offers. We've got multiple stories of that, right, Tracy?
We do.
And if you're out there, you know, and you're going to be buying in certain areas, you know, high demand areas, high demand price ranges, it's a competition.
Well, it really is. So we work with you to structure you so you're the most desirable buyer. And we work with you to put together the offer so that yours is the one that the seller wants to accept. And part of that is just having all our ducks in a row, right? We want to make sure that if you're going to be using a lender, that the lender letter is strong, that it's a good local lender. Typically, we actually had a counter offer this week on one of our buyers' offers that was where they were countering the lender. It was an out-of-state. And they countered, they wanted a local lender with a reputation that, you know, they didn't want somebody who didn't care if the deal fell through at the end that was out of state and wasn't ever going to get a loan in our area again anyway.
Right.
So having the full package put together, structuring your offer so that it really is the shining star.
Well, and there's a lot of tricks to it, right? It's not just about price. It's not just about terms. It's not just about the loan. I mean, there's a lot of different pieces. It could have to do with closing date. It could be that a closing date is more important to a seller than the price, maybe, right?
Right. You know, accepting an existing inspection report and knowing the condition of the home or all of these things together. But what we work to do for you is really talk to the other realtor and try to figure out what's important to the seller so we can make your offer the best one that you're able to put forth for the seller to meet their needs.
So let's talk about the market, again, the supply-demand trend that we're seeing here. So if you look at $200,000 and below, which is our median price these days, it's right around 200,000. 1.7 month supply, meaning that if no more homes come on the market in that price range in a month and a half, there'll be nothing else. And so that's really the most competitive part of our market right now, is at 200 and under.
That's like 45 day supply, right?
No, I know. I mean, it's super competitive.
So if there's not another, this is what this means, audience. If there's not another home that comes on the market, that there will not be one other property under 200,000 available to purchase.
That's right.
In 45 days.
And let's be honest here. Some of those homes, they're unsellable, just to be fair here. And some of those are outlying areas. We're not talking just metro. This is the entire MLS area. So, you know, you have to kind of remember there's some challenges all over. In that price range. And so, you know, you can't touch a really nice house in the Northeast Heights for 200,000 these days, can you, Tracy? Well, I guess you could. It would be smaller.
Yeah, and older. But yeah, but there's a lot of competition for them. You remember the one that this week, a different one that we were working for a buyer, and they had multiple offers, and, you know, it was under 200. So again, we just had to make sure it was structured right. Our client was able to get that property in a competing environment.
The thing that was interesting, though, if you get up over 400,000, which is kind of our jumbo, well, jumbo is actually what, 450 now, I think, or four is higher than that. Shoot, I forgot.
It's higher.
Yeah, it's higher than that. But if when you get up in that price range, it's not really a buyer's market, or excuse me, it's not really a seller's market. It's a seller market in those lower price points, but in the higher price points, it's not necessarily.
And I would disagree with you.
Great. I've seen, please do.
I saw a 1.16 million go pending in a day this past week, and it was a beautiful home priced right. We have a couple luxury homes on the market that have gotten lots of showings, and there's some competition there, you know.
Wow, but one day for 1.6 million. That's in my opinion, that's almost like front page news. That's good stuff.
Well, and you know, there's competition for the gems no matter what price they are.
Okay.
Really, you know, if they're priced for the market and they're the best of the best, mm-hmm. there's a buyer for them out there.
Tracy, before break, let's talk about this home in Rio Rancho. It is, it's so much house. It's 4,300, almost 4,400 square feet. It's got everything. It's custom. It's on a 3/4 acre. It's got beautiful finishes. And when we say finishes, we mean the details, right?
The quality.
The surfaces, the cabinets, the countertops, the light fixtures, all of those details. High-end custom finishes, beautiful views, huge patio, nice yard. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's got a pool. It's got a spiral staircase, kind of like wraparound staircase when you come in the front door. So yeah, it's a special house.
So it's on Pasilla Road Northeast on that 3/4 acre. It's a 5-bedroom, 5-bath, and it's listed for $575,000. So it's one of those you probably want to call us right away and see it. The pool area, Tego, looks like you're at a resort, right?
It really does.
It's just spectacular. And so there's a hot tub that flows out over onto the pool, and there's views to the mountains.
So $575,000, it's just so much home for the money. In the Northeast Heights, this would be,
There's lots of great homes out there. WelcomeHomeABQ.com. Yep. That's the website. 448-8888. That's the number to dial. Pick it up. Call Tego and Tracy right now. 448-8888. Back after a quick break right here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and on the web in the app at abq.fm. I'll open up the door.